Lily, will you marry me? He was down on one knee, holding out a tiny black box, the lid hinged open. A beautiful diamond ring was wedged into a white satin cushion. I let out a gasp and put my hand to my chest. Edward looked up at me, smiling. The corners of his mouth and eyes were etched with fine laughter lines. His grey hair shone in the candlelight like polished steel.
Well?
The other diners had put down their forks and were watching us openly, nodding and smiling like we were part of the evening's entertainment. I hadn't seen the proposal coming, even though he'd told me to dress up for the evening and brought me to one of the most expensive restaurants in Soho. Not even the bottle of vintage champagne had given the game away. I wasn't used to love moving so fast. My previous boyfriend had taken 7 years to decide I wasn't the one for him, but Edward had made up his mind after as many months.
"Please say something," he said. "This is getting embarrassing."
"Yes, yes, of course I'll marry you." His eyes lit up and his shoulders dropped. The whole restaurant burst into applause.
"I didn't realise we had an audience," he said, blushing.
"They're just happy for us." The ring was a large solitaire, simple and elegant, exactly what I would have chosen myself. "It's stunning," I said. "Must have cost a fortune."
"Never you mind about that. Put it on."
"What, now?"
"Of course now."
He slipped it onto my finger and it came to rest perfectly. I splayed out my hand and let the diamond catch the candlelight. "I can't believe it. I never dreamt I'd have a ring like this. My mum is going to go crazy when she sees it. And as for my friends..."
"I can't wait for you to be my wife," he grinned. "Let's get married as soon as we can."
He sat back down, then leant across the table and kissed me full on the mouth.
"Hey, steady." "Oh."
He pulled back, looking hurt.
"I'm sorry. Am I embarrassing you? It's because I look old enough to be your father, isn't it?"
"You are old enough to be my father," I teased.
"Barely. There's only 15 years between us. It's the grey hair."
He smoothed it back self-consciously.
"Makes me look ancient."
"No, it makes you look sexy and distinguished. Anyway, you know I couldn't care less about that. It's just that everyone's staring." He glanced around.
"Yes, you're right. Sorry, I wasn't thinking."
"Shh, no need to apologise. It's fine." I lifted my glass. "I love you, Mr. Morgan." Our eyes locked as we chinked.
"I fell in love with you at first sight," he said, "from when you came for the interview. I was trying so hard to be professional. There were all these questions I was supposed to ask you, but they went straight out of my head."
I laughed.
"I have to say, it was the easiest interview of my life." "I was so frightened you turned me down."
"No way. I needed the job."
"No, tonight, I mean. You've made a 45-year-old man very happy, Lily. I can't tell you."
He picked up his napkin and wiped his forehead.
"Sorry. I'm feeling a bit overwhelmed."
"It's okay, Edward. Everything's going to be fine." He excused himself and went to the bathroom. I sat there, turning my hand this way and that to admire the diamond, remembering how it had all started. To think that I'd nearly not bothered to turn up for the interview. The uphill walk from the tube station had taken longer than I'd expected. I'd got lost in the maze of twisting side roads, hitting dead ends and having to retrace my steps. Even when I found what had to be the correct house, there was no number or name outside to confirm it either way. I felt irritated. This was taking privacy too far, I thought, as I pushed the buzzer on the security gate. A warm male voice answered and asked for my name. "Lily Baxendale," I said. "I'm here about the teaching job." There was a buzzing sound, and then the gate swung open. I walked across the expansive paved driveway and up the steps to where my potential employer stood at the open door.
"Lily, great to meet you. Sorry about all the security."
He beckoned me inside.
"Sadly, we have to be careful these days."
He was older than I'd expected for someone with an 8-year-old son. Casually dressed for the occasion in jeans, a white linen shirt and leather flip-flops on his bare feet. I remember thinking he was very attractive for a man of his age.